So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about email lists, shall we? This podcast came about because Elon Musk, that ever weird and crazy person, he posted something out on Twitter. Basically, it said that if you post links to anybody else, Mastodon, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and so on, that you're driving traffic away from Twitter and that you're going to get banned. And obviously, needless to say, the whole internet is in uproar about it. And Elon's behaviour, let's just say, is not having a great effect on the Tesla share price. And I actually cancelled my Cybertruck order because he's just crazy. He's just a crazy person, like a megalomaniac. He just needs a volcano and a pussycat, you know, to start stroking, and he'll be a perfect James Bond character, I think. It's just odd that he's gone from up here all the way down here. Anyway, one of the things he was saying was that he's going to start banning accounts, and he's already banning accounts anyway, left, right, and centre. Journalists, for example, anybody who tweets something that he doesn't like, they get a ban, which is very odd for someone who says it's about free speech. But anyway, look, none of that's relevant to this. What is relevant to this is that in a heartbeat, if you've got, you know, a million followers on Twitter, on a heartbeat, Elon Musk can go, nope, done, bye, and you've lost, right? And so when we talk about email lists, you know, we know that open rates are down massively on email lists. I mean, we used to get, you know, 30% open rates. In fact, one of our clients gets like an 80% open rate still on their email list, which is incredible. But email open rates have absolutely plummeted. I mean, you know, we're talking, you get 12% these days. That's pretty good, you know. Like 12% of people that you send an email to are only opening it. And that's a good one. Like, that goes down to 6, 5, 4%. So you might be going, well, Dan, I don't really need an email list if the open rates are like that. But this is the thing, right? This forms part of your marketing mix. And the idea is that you fish where the fish are. And hopefully you've heard me say that before. So you fish where the fish are. Now, are your clients or potential clients, are they on email? Of course they are. Will some of them from time to time open up your email? Of course they will. But also, are they on Facebook and are they on Twitter and are they on LinkedIn? Absolutely. So not only should you be posting out onto your email list, you should also be posting out onto Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all those other wonderful social media channels. But it's not just one or the other that's going to build this. It's all of them. It's like trying to bake a cake with just eggs, right? You can't do that. You need the flour, you need the salt, you need the milk. I don't know what goes into eggs, into a cake. You need all of this. Right, this is what we call a marketing mix. It's like a cake mix. It's like a recipe for success. And part of that recipe is having an email list. And yes, email open rates are down, but you're still going to get some people opening them. But this is the other reason why you really want to be keeping an email list, is that if someone like Elon Musk says, you know what, let's just get rid of your Twitter account, and let's say Instagram fails and Facebook fails and LinkedIn fails, or something happens, right? And you lose access to that platform. You've got no platform. It's massively risky. I think it's hugely risky. And so this is one of the reasons why we have multiple platforms. When we go live, you know, like this session, for example, we're live on Twitter and on LinkedIn and on Facebook and on YouTube. And then we pull out the MP3 and we upload this to iTunes and Stitcher and what's the other one? Spotify and Amazon Music and all of that kind of thing, right? So if you want to listen to me on Alexa, you can do that. I have to say that word very quiet because Alexa's listening, obviously. She always does. So our content goes out onto all of these different platforms. So that if we lose Spotify, who cares? If we lose iTunes, and we get a lot of downloads on iTunes, but you know what? It's like 1 out of 10. We can handle that. If we lose email, 1 out of 10. We can handle that. If we lose Twitter, it's 1 out of 10. If we lose all of them, excuse me, then we're probably in trouble. People like Andrew Tate, for example, is probably lost a large proportion of his income because he got banned on everything, the misogynistic person that he is. Not pleasant at all. But you should be controlling where your messages go out, and you shouldn't be at the behest of someone going, I don't like what that person is saying. Like, we lost Pinterest. We got banned from Pinterest for spamming it for some reason, because some of our posts were repeat posts. And it's like, that's all right. It's not a big... We got zero traffic from Pinterest anyway, right? But we lost it. I just... It doesn't even matter. It's just so irrelevant, because we've got all these other platforms that we can go out on. And this is why you still need to be pushing out your email list. And so... Obviously, we've established that, and I think we've established that quite well. So then the next question is, well, how do you grow an email list? And this is something actually we're quite bad at. We've not really gone out and grown our email list. We've gone out and created podcasts and video content and social media content, because that's the kind of company that we are. We still have, by the way, automated emails that go out to all our clients. But we're not great at growing that email list. And in fact, 2023, it's on my goals list, is to 10x the amount of people who are already on our mailing list and get 10 times as many more people. So how are we going to actually do that? And so it can be quite simple, really. It's just little things like, what can you give away of value? So if we were to give you a two-page PDF cheat sheet, 52 things to go live stream about this year. Right? Like, that's actually one of our lead magnets. It's a PDF, it's 2 or 3 pages long, it's just got 52 different topics about what you can actually post about to give you content ideas, so that you can go live once a week now for the next 52 weeks, and you've got a little bit of content there, something to give you an idea, and it's a free download, and then in return we get someone's email address, we go into our email list, and then we can email them and demonstrate our expertise and show them the other things that we're capable of. And so there are other things in there that you could do as well. So you could do quizzes, for example. You can give something away. One of the things that we're probably going to do is run some training courses, like really simple, very basic training courses, but stuff that will actually get a client an actual return, like that will get them an actual result. And so we're going to be doing that in 2023, which is, in 9 days' time or 10 days' time, whatever it is. So that's a really good way of building that email list. It's always about providing value in some way, because if I ask you for your email address, you want to know, well, what do I get in return? This is what we call a transaction. You're not transacting money. You're just transacting an email address in exchange for information, or in exchange for something else, or in exchange for a webinar. Like, webinars used to work really well for us. And maybe free workshops and that kind of thing, where people actually have to give up an email address in order to get access to that workshop or webinar or a networking event. And, you know, there's lots and lots of value in there. And so in your mind's eye, you've got to think about that this is a transaction. And in order for a transaction to be profitable for the person giving up their email address, which is, it's not money, but it's still an item of value, you've got to be giving away something that's enough value. I remember one client going, oh, you mean like a price list? No, not a price list. Who's going to fill in their email address to get a price list? Nobody. Price list is something that should be on your website and free of charge anyway. Or, depending on what your sales process is, if you don't give prices away, you get them onto a strategy call. But getting someone to sign up for a menu for your prices, no one's going to do that. So you're going to lose people automatically. You've got to give something away that's really of value. So, just a nice quick short one today. Hope that's useful. I just wanted to talk about email lists because it's so important. Obviously, we're going to 2023. The world will change yet again out of all recognition, as it has in 2020, 2021, 2022. In 2023, there's some big changes that are going to come again. Will we go into lockdown again? Have you seen what's happening in China? You know, the R rating that we had, like we were trying to get a 1. There was talk of the R rating being an R8 or an R16, which means for every person that person meets, we're going to infect 8 to 16 more people. Like, there's a whole COVID thing coming again, by the way. And we're not going to talk too much about that. But who knows what's going to happen? 2023 is going to be really different. By the way, I've just finished sourcing course today. Looking to set up a limited company, but unsure of a sick code. If you could help, that would be great. You just pop that on a message for me, and I actually can't remember what the sick code is for that, but I'll take a look at that for you. Anyway, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you guys soon. Have yourselves a wicked day, and take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.